very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
In the NBA, ESPN reports that San Antonio Spurs star Victor Wembanyama will not be suspended or fined for elbowing Naz Reid of the Minnesota Timberwolves in Game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals last night. The Timberwolves won Game 4 to tie the series at 2 wins apiece. Game 5 Tuesday at San Antonio. ESPN also reported the Milwaukee Bucks are seeking trade offers for Giannis Antetokounmpo. The NFL announced that John Harbaugh will make his regular season debut as the head coach of the New York Giants on September 13th at home against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. The Los Angeles Chargers signed tight end David Njoku to a one-year contract. The Pittsburgh Steelers signed place kicker Chris Boswell to a four-year, $28 million contract extension through the 2030 campaign.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. Well, the Department of Justice has launched an antitrust investigation into the nation's beef processing industry, raising concerns about market concentration and its impact on cattle producers. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says officials are examining whether consolidation among major meat packers has contributed to higher beef prices. According to federal officials, the four largest processors, Tyson Foods, Cargill, JBS, and National Beef Packing, control about 85% of the fed cattle market. Well, battle lines are being drawn in the Senate for a possible late May or early June markup of the recently passed House Farm Bill. AgriPulse says Democrats are preparing for a fight over pesticides and food assistance. Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman says the most important thing they'll need to do is increase the credit limits, adding the 2018 Farm Bill is based on 2012 data and the world is totally different now. Well, farmer sentiment weakened in April as the Ag Economy Barometer declined to 121, down from 127 in March, reflecting growing concern across U.S. agriculture. The survey conducted by Purdue University and the CME Group found that the current conditions index dropped 11 points, while the future expectations index also slipped. High input costs remain the top concern for 46% of farmers. Only 15% said their operations were better off than a year ago.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks looking for direction after last week's record-setting rally. Oil prices are spiking after President Trump called Iran's peace proposal totally unacceptable. West Texas Intermediate crude, the U.S. oil benchmark, is around $97 a barrel, while Brent crude, the global benchmark, is around $104. Tech is the best performer. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mixed, and chip makers continue to march higher with shares of AI darling Nvidia up nearly 3% and on track for a new record high. And sales of previously occupied U.S. homes were essentially flat in April, another lackluster showing for the housing market. Existing home sales rising just 0.2%, and home prices remain high, the median price of an existing home rising 0.9% to $417,700. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Why does Progressive help support truckers? Because truckers unite the world. Truckers unite whistles and lifeguards. Truckers unite fitness devices with people who don't exercise. Truckers unite your aunt with those live, laugh, love signs. But truckers can't do any of this if they're not on the road. That's why Progressive helps safe truckers save an average of $6,181 when they elect to share their ELD data with us. Get a quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. 2025 national average safe driver enrollment discount savings for new Progressive customers excludes mandatory program participants. Not available in all states. Driving data could increase or decrease premiums at renewal.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Should the United States recognize Red China? If so, what's in it for us? And what's in it for the Chinese? I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
Too often in our pursuit of detente, we act as if a concession on our side is automatically helpful to the process as a whole. But if you think about it, nothing could make detente less meaningful, either to the United States or to the populations of the communist nations, than an unending series of one-sided American concessions. If our adversaries can get what they want, formal recognition, liberalized trade, technical help, what have you, without making any modifications in their foreign or domestic policies, then the basis for true friendship is erased. It's only by a change in the nature of communism, a movement away from the policies of aggression abroad and repression at home, that communism and the West will be able to live together in harmony. If the communists get the prestige and material aid they want without having to change any of their own policies, the seeds of future conflict will be continually nourished, ready to sprout anew with little or no warning. It seems to me that before making new concessions, our policymakers need to nail down, not just on paper, but in their own minds, exactly what it is we're getting in return. This applies in particular to the recognition of Red China, a move which would involve the downgrading of our relations with the Republic of China on Taiwan, which is a major trading partner and one of the most stable, prosperous Asian countries. Despite its severe political setbacks of the past 2 years in the United Nations and elsewhere, the Republic of China has emerged from a difficult period in robust economic health and with renewed political vigor. In the Far East, the concept of face is important. Recognition of the communist regime in Peking and downgrading of relations with Taipei is therefore a matter of great importance to the nations involved, and thus to us. We should not make such a move in the absence of concrete concessions from Peking. In the long run, no concession is more important than a relaxation of China's brutal policy toward its own people. With the victory of Premier Chou Enlai and his so-called moderate allies in the recent Communist Party conference, promises have been made to the Chinese people along these lines. Under a newly adopted constitution, the people, for the first time since the revolution, have been given the right to work for themselves and for their families' benefit. Industrial workers can moonlight. Peasants can cultivate private plots. In the political realm, there's to be less emphasis on strict conformity to the party line and more freedom to speak out. These moves come on the heels of warnings by the Chou faction that a continuation of the cruel repression favored by party chairman Mao Zedong could lead to overthrow of the government. Thus, the present relaxation may be more a matter of political survival than increased benevolence. Whatever the motives, we should welcome these steps and wait a considerable time to see whether they're implemented. This is especially important when we consider the advanced age and, in some cases, illness of China's current leadership and the chronic instability of China's politics in recent years. And we should be exacting a much tougher price in China's external policies. It's easy to talk of friendship with the United States when at the same time you're free to threaten war with Taiwan and to fund terrorist liberation movements in South Vietnam, Cambodia, and elsewhere. Before we even think about recognition of the Peking government, we should make sure their deeds match their words. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
We're here to help.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
We're here to help.
Junior! You know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SloCountyHearingAids.com.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Thank you.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guests. We have Keith Ryan and Dan Chase. They are representing the 7X Ranch. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon, and let's get right to it. If you can tell the folks exactly what is the 7X Ranch. Either one of you, don't fight over. Keith.
Go ahead.
The 7X is a beautiful 80-acre ranch. It's a nonprofit west side of Paso, about a half hour from Paso Robles. Donated by Dee and Minabel Fitzhugh in 1989 to the youth of this area.
And what, Keith, let's get you in here. Got to get you warmed up, break the ice a little bit. What is your affiliation with the ranch?
Well, the history goes back over 40 years. The trust's been established for 40 years. And if you remember the name Lester Rogat, when I retired...
Can't forget Lester.
When I retired from the military, we were back home visiting my mother about the time that Lester was initiating the North County Council for Youth to kick out the trustee that had been at the 7X for 7 years. And he succeeded in doing that. And I just so happened to be available, retired, looking for something to do. And he needed our camp manager, so he hired me, and that's how it began. So I lived there for 3.5 years in the very beginning.
And how did you get involved, sir?
I've been working on the ranch next door for many years. And so I kind of heard that the ranch was having trouble, and joined the group, Keith and Gene Bergman and Paul
Weiborg,
Don Ernst, and we eventually took reappointed me as trustee, and we've been fixing and getting the word out.
But going back to the original ranch, that history with all the acreage and so forth is pretty interesting as well, because of the people that I think originally donated, they had no children.
Oh, that correct. Correct. That would be Dee and Minabel. They originally owned the whole valley. It was about 2,300 acres.
Well, when you say the valley, people, where exactly is the location of the ranch?
It's the Clough Creek. It's a tributary of the Los Tablas. It's kind of south of Running Deer, Nacimiento area. It's Adelaide area, the west side of Adelaide.
Is that near the old Clough?
Yes, exactly.
Clough Mine?
The Clough Mine, yep. That's named after, one's named after the other, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So Dee sold the whole ranch and then bought back the 80 acres that was his home site, the home ranch. And then when he and his wife passed away, they donated to the kids, the youth of this area.
Was that specifically in documents that they left the ranch for?
Yes, for the youth?
They established a trust. That was the attorney that he hired initially, that Lester decided that he needed to be removed.
Because they weren't honoring the original trust?
He wasn't honoring the original trust. That's exactly right.
Okay, so Lester got involved and...
Yeah, Lester really, as a community guy, he really started getting kids out, youth out there, get volunteers. They, with Keith's help, they built the bathrooms, like cinder block, beautiful cinder block bathrooms, and the campsites with water and fire water.
That's in the hills.
I'm sure people remember Lester hustling around town trying to get volunteer help, and he was very good at it too. The Lions Club, in particular, was they were big
Yeah, because, you know, Lester, you know, just from the word of mouth, but also the barbecue with the Lions and the whole nine yards and so forth, that he was able to get some people to do that. But also, did you ever meet the people that trusted passed it on?
D?
No. Yeah.
I met D a few times, yeah. I met D a few times, and I'm really close friends with Paul Crust, who lives right across the street,
mm-hmm.
who knew him as when he was a kid. Paul was a kid, and so I've got some good stories of my own. And he was just a very warm, generous, wonderful guy. I've never met his wife, unfortunately.
Were they? Do you know the main reason why they specifically in the legal part of the trust said that they wanted this for kids?
Well, they enjoyed kids. That's the stories I heard many times about how they like to have people come out and visit, and they weren't able to have children themselves. And so they decided between the two of them, Minnabelle and Dee, that they would just leave it for the kids, and the kids of North County specifically.
Did they have a specific vision when they said, you know, leave it to the kids, and then we'll leave it up to other people to decide what we mean by that? Or?
Correct. Correct.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the trustee that established the trust was supposed to honor his view, and his view was to make it available to the youth of North County, and that never happened, and that's why Lester got involved and said, let's get somebody new in there.
So what year are we talking about when the ranch was, we'll just say, established as a 7X for kids? Is there, you know, 19, whatever?
In 1993, we had the grand opening. 94, we had the grand opening. So the trust was established in 86, and then Lester took it over in 92, I believe. And then about two years later, we had a grand opening. The mayor came out, issued a proclamation. We had a big barbecue. It was quite an event.
I bet it was. Obviously, you've both been involved since almost day one. When you say the 7X Ranch and the kids come out, obviously we think of camping. But what else is there for the youth to do out at the ranch?
There's a couple acre flat game area with volleyball and horseshoes. That has its own nice bathroom. There's access to the creek, seasonal, but usually has water sitting, running right now. Beautiful little creek with very interesting geology, like unusual rocks in that area. There's nature trails. There's old Native American artifacts, or really mostly that's grindstones left from grinding acorns. Just being in that, it's so beautiful. Just being there is really wonderful.
Is this, you know, when we talk about the ranch, is this a day camp, a weekend, a week camp, or is it a little bit of everything?
We're flexible. As of now, we have no programs or established things for kids to do. They pretty much come out on their own, create their own agenda, camp as long as they want. We're not crowded.
Well, you got 80 acres, so I don't think this is crowded.
In fact, we've had that conversation. Do kids want to come out and do these kind of things anymore? There's something to be said for that. So,
well, as the North County has changed, obviously, so you have different people moving in who are from other areas and aren't used to this type of, you know, quote-unquote life, but it must be a pretty cool experience for a lot of these kids to come out in the wilderness.
That's the idea. We want them to come, for sure. Yeah.
There must be a lot of questions from some of the kids about, you know, what do I do if this happens, or, you know, whatever. Tigers and lions, right, and bears, right. And all that.
Well, like what kind of things, trees or animals that we see? What are those weird noises at night? Yeah, we get some questions.
Okay. Well, it's got to be a little fun, but I'm sure a little nervous for some kids. But I would think that it's a memorable experience for the kids. Is there when you say kids, from what age to what age, if that's the case?
The price of admission is bring a child. That's it.
That's it.
It's a little loose too. It's to the youth of the area. So while we're not very heavily occupied, a little. Well, I keep saying Hamlet was 28, although that's pushing the age upward a little bit. Basically, young people. We had a group of CCC, the California Conservation Corps, come out and camp for first a week and then 3 or 4 more days and worked on trails and brush clearing and stuff. And they had a blast. They loved it.
Now, it says here you have 6 campsites. And is this when... are the campsites what we would call roughing it? They have to bring their own tents, or do you already have established tents and some other facilities out there for people? Because there's different ways some people camp.
Now, we provide a flat pad for them to put the tent on, and there's water in every campground and fire protection in every campground, and the showers and the toilets are there. But beyond that, you bring your own.
Okay, all right, so this is great. I love this. So you have the 3 flush toilets and the 3 showers. There's going to be a lot of people that's not roughing it. But that also would entice people to go out.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty luxurious. I mean, you have to bring your own tent, but it's clean. The bathrooms are clean and well-maintained. Access to hot water is nice after a day of sweating or playing in the woods.
No,
it's good.
Because you can figure out, like you said, you have the horseshoe pits and a couple of other things out there, I think, for people to use.
Yeah, we've got archery and got the old corn. The new thing is the cornhole now.
Right.
You got that and the volleyball, of course.
All right. Well, so they're going to stay active and stay busy. And on this 80 acres, obviously, you have some trails for them too. And they're from the website, it looks like they're pretty clean trails.
Yeah,
they were just put in by the California Conservation Corps. We were able to get the state of California to pony up and send these guys out for free. Initially, they wanted us to pay big bucks, but we can't afford that. We're practically broke.
I think that's
accurate statement.
It's
an accurate statement. But the amount of work, though, to put this all together, because, again, Dan and Keith, you were starting from basically ground zero, were you not? Other than nice enough of the family to donate the land, but then the concept to do this and then to build the camp grounds and the campsite and everything else.
No.
Well.
Let me in.
Go ahead.
All right, you guys fight over it.
Lester actually spearheaded getting the water installed, the power, little bit of power, the fire protection water, and Keith was the manager at that time. So the infrastructure, the bathrooms, the horseshoe pits, we inherited that recently. I mean, that was all established. Everything has needed a little bit of tinkering and repair, but there was a lot of really wonderful, cool things already there, from water, bathrooms. The trails were there, but kind of run down.
Dan doesn't want to be negative, but I'm going to say it anyway. The trustee after Lester kind of let things go to pot. So when he took over, there was a lot of work to do. That's what I'm saying.
And it's back.
We're back. Thanks to Dan and his lovely wife.
Mostly Keith.
Participant.
How intensive is it? Is it a year-round commitment on the volunteer parts to make sure that everything stays, the sites because of change in weather and so forth? Hold that thought. We just heard the music just came on. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off on AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with our special guests, Dan Chase and Keith Ryan from the 7X Ranch just outside of Paso Robles on the west side. Originally part of 2,300-acre cattle ranch, and now it's just a beautiful area for the local youth here in the North County to go out. Also, could either one of you talk to us about this day use and camping for maybe people getting together, because there's a lot of room out there for people to want to come and, you know, do whatever.
I'm not sure how to answer. Yeah, we're open for business. We have a website, 7xranch.org, where you can contact us and make reservations and donate if you like. We have six campground sites with flat tent areas, water, fire protection water, and firing.
Well, somebody can, or not just somebody, because the occupancy, according to your website, is 75 people. If they'd like, then they have a picnic, you have a picnic area there as well. So, and it looks like a lot of shade, too.
Yes, we have a lot, So, yeah, we could handle quite a few people.
So,
downside is the long, windy dirt road, so we urge caution if you are coming out, but once you get there, it's really beautiful.
Well, places like that are always worth it, even just driving in on the dirt road, because you're going to be looking at some beautiful scenery instead of just concrete.
You know, we've been on an advertising campaign here for a few months, actually. We started with the Pioneer Day Parade, then we went to the Colony Days Parade. We've been to the farmer's market once. We're going to go again. We got the magazine, Paso Magazine article, what's out. And now we're with KPRL, which is the best. We're trying to get the word out. That's what I'm trying to say. And we're still experiencing people that haven't heard about us. The website has helped a lot. And I got a story about that in case you want to hear it.
Is there been any consideration of contacting the local schools and talking to them about, group or something like that, or, you know, just some youth groups that are separate from the public schools?
It's a process. Yes, we've reached out to Paso schools a little bit. We're in the process of talking to people like the Boys and Girls Club. We've got quite a bit of activity from the Scouts. It's kind of snowballing. Gradually, the interest is building, and people are coming in enjoying the property.
That would be amazing. You know, when you combine the options that you have available and you say it's snowballing, to get a lot of these folks interested in and aware, number one, that you're there. And again, I'm going to say that there's probably a lot of kids here in North County that have never experienced anything like this.
That's true. Yes.
They, you know, by the way, do cell phones work out there?
Nope.
Well, see, nope. There you go. That would be a tough experience for some of them. Please let them know that.
That's a good call. There's no cell service on the property.
And again, these groups, they can pick, you know, could they just do, you know, come out in the morning and leave early?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Day trips are absolutely encouraged. Yeah, that's a very good thing to do. Get the kids to come out for the day or the school to come out on a field trip, which I understand is more and more difficult now because of liability and all that kind of stuff.
There's some of that. And also, one of the things you mentioned that obviously to keep you going, donations. How can people donate?
People can donate through our website, the 7xranch.org. There's a donation button. There's a GoFundMe site that we've developed with some volunteer work, with some of the volunteers. And we're on Instagram and Facebook. And I don't know if you can donate through those. Those are a little outside of my wheelhouse.
That's okay.
The website donation page does work.
I've used it. I keep saying this in every show I do. You know, within the last few years, most every organization, they've hired people to know what they're doing to have easy websites to access. So people don't have to go hunt, you know, all over the place for it and stuff. And it's there right there. So donate, contact us, volunteer, which, by the way, you're always looking for volunteers as well.
Yeah, we welcome volunteer. Yeah.
So if I'm a volunteer, what can I expect besides getting my hands a little dirty?
Very dirty. Well, we've got things like moving firewood, a lot of weeding. Actually, there's a scotch broom that's kind of invasive that we'd like to move out of the some of the areas. They were fixing up the house right now, so there's quite a bit of painting on the inside.
And if people, you know, obviously the donations, because the money obviously helps, and the volunteer helps, but are there anything specifically that people might be able to or want to donate that you would are looking for?
Well, let's see. Home Depot gave us a log splitter.
Okay, but you may be looking for extra archery or an extra this, things for people to be able to do, maybe some chairs or, you know, anything along those lines is what I'm thinking.
That is one of our little wish lists, is some camping gear to have on loan or be able to loan people when they come out, so people don't have to supply their own. Because we really want the property to be available to people who might otherwise not either have the chance or have the whatever, you know, to be able to. We want to be able to allow people to camp no matter the circumstances.
All right, let's see if we can get this in real quick. Hi, good afternoon. You have a question.
Hey, Kevin, it's Nikki Silva. When I was a little kid, we were neighbors of the Fitches, Dee and Minnabelle, and they were the kindest people. They used to get Christmas presents, which back in those days was a big deal, and they were just really wonderful people, and I'm just happy to hear that these guys are taking the project on and going to promote that place, because that's what needs to happen.
All right,
it's a beautiful place.
All right, Vic, we know you're not that far from there, and you're not afraid to get your hands dirty either. So Keith and Dan will be looking for you after the show.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can get my deer hunters over there to help.
Okay, thanks. Thanks so much, Vic.
All righty.
Bye. Okay,
bye-bye.
All right. Dan and Keith, thank you so much, not only for coming in, but for what you do for the ranch and the youth here in the North County. And again, tell people how to get a hold of you to donate, set up times to go for the kids to go out, or volunteer.
Go to our website, 7xranch.org.
It's very easy to find, folks. thank you again for coming in, and best of luck. Susanna's coming up next, and boy, she's got quite a story for you this afternoon. Enjoy that, and enjoy the remainder of your day, and thank you for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM KPRL.com Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.